It all comes down to this, the district finals. Who will prevail, the musket of the Patriots or the cannon of the Pirates? Good evening and welcome to the WLAW Sports Network coverage of the MHSAA District 90 Finals. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, and to the right of me, as always, is John Mooney.
Well, Clark, the winner of tonight's game may not claim the status of shot heard around the world if we're talking about muskets and cannon, but I'll tell you what, the shot around Huron County, it works for me because we're in for a really treat tonight. This is going to be two great teams going at each other on the USA's home court with Harbor Beach, the defending champion, as the visitors.
The atmosphere and electricity in this gym right now is unmatched across the entire great state of Michigan in anticipation of Harbor Beach and USA in the district finals. It's all headed your way in 15 minutes as you're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. Tonight's game broadcast on WLAW Sports is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb, Knights Insurance Agency, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring, Yangel and Mellendorf, Fear Home of Sebring, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, Ramsey Fear Home, our family serving yours since 1948, K&S Insurance, and USA Schools. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of this descriptions or accounts of this game may take place with the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. Good evening once again, folks. I'm Clark Ramsey, your host for tonight's broadcast. To the right of me, John Mooney. And to the left of us tonight, our statistician is back, Kylie Kamowski. Welcome back tonight, Kylie. We're glad to have you here as we're 10.5 before tip here. John, we forgot to do one thing on Wednesday. Why don't you take care of that right now?
One of the things that we forgot was going through the district and how we got here today. We can go back to Monday and tell you the first game. Harbor Beach wound up defeating their rival, Ubley, 75-64. In the second game, Cass City defeated Bad Axe, 46-43. And then we got to Wednesday. In the second game, Cass City was just a few possessions short of USA with the upset, 48-43. And then on the first game, Harbor Beach defeated the Lakers 58-45. And that's how we came to have the two teams tonight, Harbor Beach as the home team and USA is the visitors, but this is their floor. But as far as the Lakers were concerned, there is a few people that we have neglected to mention, and now's a good time to go ahead and take care of this. And we're trying to say goodbye to our seniors this year, and that's the one team that we neglected to take care of. And so for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, they have four seniors that remain on the team, and that was Evan Kaczynski and Nick Post, Kyle Bender, and they had a foreign exchange student named Hoi Do. And so all four of those young men put in the time this year, we wish them well. They did a fantastic job this year. It was a real pleasure to cover them.
Especially the bearded Bender for me. I greatly enjoyed that one. Well, we're 9 minutes away from tip, and when we return, we'll break down both teams in this district final in USA, MHSAA District 90 High School Basketball on WLAW Sports. It all comes down to this, the district finals in USA, the Unionville Sebring Area Patriots hosting this tournament. And technically, they are the home team, or the away team tonight, as Harbor Beach hosts USA, according to the brackets, in MHSAA District 90. The USA Patriots are 11-10 overall. They're 6-6 in league play. USA lost to the Pirates by only 5 points this year earlier in the competition in Harbor Beach. Technically, like I said, tonight is a neutral court, but it's kind of like when Michigan State played in Auburn Hills in the 2000 NCAA tournament. A lot of red, white, and blue here tonight, and when USA plays at home, they win 63% of the time at 7-4. The Patriots overall average 53 points per game and allow 48 on defense, so a profit margin of +5. At home, USA scores 51.6 points per game, and their defense gives up 43.7, so the margin grows for USA, +7.9 points per game. Now it's time to, with John Mooney's look from the USA coach's box.
Clark, in this second meeting between these two squads, Coach Steve Bones, USA's Patriots, they found their 1-2 scoring punch with 6'6" junior center Brennan Ballard and perimeter ace senior Daniel Rick. Also, it's worthy of mention is Nick DeSimpler. He has emerged as the point, and he is basically controlling the tempo for the Patriots. Yet, it's USA's man-to-man defense that I think is the story. They showed it to us on Wednesday night, and they just rolled the lines like it was a hockey team. If this is a low-scoring game, if that emerges, I think USA has a golden opportunity tonight.
Well, the Patriots' story, the home court advantage may have done it, but it was more than likely the game plan to slow down the tempo of the game to take out the Kansas City Redhawks. Regardless, it worked like a charm. USA controlled the speed of the game and thus held off Kansas City to upset the Greater Thumb West outright champions, and now the Patriots find themselves in the district finals. Wednesday's night victory was still only USA's third win in eight games. But currently, they're on a two-game win streak, defeating Bad Axe in the regular season and Kansas City on Wednesday. With a victory tonight, USA would upset the Greater Thumb East co-champions, improve to 12-10 on the season, and take on more than likely Flint Beecher in the regional semifinals at Flint's Burton Bendel High School. 3:30 left in the pregame show here on WLAW Sports. We'll break down Harbor Beach right after this from a word from our sponsors. Will it be the cannon of the Pirates or the musket of the Patriots who take home the district title in USA tonight? Harbor Beach against USA in what appears to be an absolutely stellar matchup and only a minute away. Harbor Beach Pirates, they're 21-1 overall. Their only loss of the season is from Marlette. They're 9-1 in league play, which makes them the co-champions of the Greater Thumb East. Last time these two teams met, Harbor Beach beat USA at home 66-61. But this one is a very tough place to play at USA. This season away from the shores of Lake Huron, they're 11-1, but that record does not include a game against USA in this gym. In fact, the last time Harbor Beach played USA in USA was December 6, 2011, 458 days ago. Overall, the Harbor Beach offense scores 65.7 points per game and allows 42.8, so plus 12.9 for the Pirates. And on the road, both numbers increased slightly, 68.7 to 45, so 13.7 for the Pirates. Now with John Mooney, we look inside the Harbor Beach huddle very quickly.
Coach Ron Rubel's 21-1 Harbor Beach Pirates. They're led by the big three, Aaron Ginther, Andrew Seaman, Eli Kraft. I'm going to tell you right now, their mantra is mental toughness, extra effort. Look for it tonight.
It's time to take a quick break as we're going to take a timeout here for the National Anthem starting lineups as you're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. You're tuned to the WLAW Sports Network. I'm Clark Ramsey, John Mooney to the right of me. We'll be calling the district final game here, USA against Harbor Beach. Let's take you through the starting lineups. Technically, the away team, USA number 3, Nick DeSimpler. Number 10, Jake Beachy. Number 11, Zach Kramer. Number 24, Dan Rick. And number 32, Brendan Ballard. And they're coached by Steve Bone. Thank you to the folks here who corrected us on that. Harbor Beach Pirates starting for them, coached by Ron Rubel, is number 2, Brendan Oswald. Number 12, Aaron Ginther. Number 22, Eli Kraft. Number 24, his brother Jonathan Kraft. And number 40, Andrew Seaman. The Pirates stale, well, they're going for their fourth straight district title tonight. They beat Ubley on a neutral court here in USA on Monday by 11, Ubley by 11 on Wednesday, and now they take on USA. Over the past 19 victories, they've all been double-digit wins except for one, which comes from USA by only 5. Like we said earlier, that game was in Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach is currently on a 9-game win streak. Last loss comes 35 days ago in that triple overtime thriller at Marlette, 70-74. If Harbor Beach wins tonight, they would improve to 22-1 on the season, grab their fourth straight district title, and head to the regional semifinals next week, hosted by Burton Bendel. And the same goes for the USA Patriots. We are ready to start here. Harbor Beach coming out in their white jerseys with black and orange stripes down the side with black lettering, orange outline. USA in their navy blues, sharp-looking uniforms, red lettering, white letters with a white stripe with red outline highlights on the sides. It's going to be Brendan Ballard, the big man for USA, staying atop at 6'6". He's a junior. Against number 12, Aaron Ginther, he's 6'1", maybe. And the tip goes forward, away from Ballard and into Eli Kraft's hands. Here come the Pirates. Eli Kraft, top of the key, left to right across your radio, trying to get a half-court set going here. USA beat Kansas City by slowing down the tempo. The same could be said here for Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft still with the ball, now into the right corner to Aaron Ginther. The long two from the baseline, no good. Rebound by Harbor Beach. Brandon Oswald, that's an offensive rebound. Eli Kraft over to Jonathan Kraft for three in the left corner. Yes. Jonathan Kraft starts the scoring out with a three. It's 3-0 Harbor Beach. And Jonathan's the largest lead of the night.
What? Something else that was also pretty large was the box and one that USA was employing with Brendan Ballard guarding absolutely nobody.
Kramer from the left wing back up to the top to DeSimpler. Being guarded by Ginther. Havrich coming out in a man-to-man, feeds it into Ballard from about 4 feet away from the hoop on the left side. This one's good. It's now 3-2. USA trails by 1 point. Over to the left corner, Jonathan Kraft, same spot for three. Yes! Back-to-back threes for Jonathan Kraft, the 6-foot senior for the Pirates, makes it 6-2. Harbor Beach by four.
That's going to make Coach Steve Bone to go ahead and think his defensive strategy right now.
Over to the left wing to Dan Rick, guarded by Eli Kraft. Jake Beachy splashing the lane, nothing there. Now from the right elbow to Beachy from the left wing. He takes one dribble into the elbow, takes the jump shot off the mark. Offensive rebound by Dan Rick. USA goes to the lane for the shot. Airs this one and hits nothing. Rebounded by Harbor Beach, Jonathan Kraft. Aaron Ginther tries to feed it into the post. It was nearly kicked away, and that's a turnover for Harbor Beach as USA brought it in, Jake Beachy. DeSimpler coming up the court for USA. 6:05 left in the first. It's 6-2. Harbor Beach by four. In complement of two threes for Jonathan Kraft. Ballard from the right block this time. Goes up for the shot. It's good. And he is fouled. He's going to line for one shot. That's going to be the first team foul against Harbor Beach. One shot coming for the big man, Brendan Ballard. And the foul is against number 24, Jonathan Kraft.
We have Ballard being guarded by Brendan Oswald. And he's getting some help side with Jonathan Kraft. Jonathan Kraft just took a shot from the corner.
This one's no good. Offensive rebound, Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft takes this three, and it's a rebound by USA to stop the possession and stop the bleeding. It's 6-4 after a missed free throw from Ballard on the give-and-go three-point play. Jake Beachy, top of the key for three. No, rebound Dan Rick, offensive board. He's down the baseline, going to the lane again, and the rim's all the way in and out. No good. And rebound Eli Kraft. Over to the right corner to Aaron Ginther for three. He tries it, no good. And rebound offensive Jonathan Kraft. Down to Aaron Ginther, right block against Ballard. He hits a brick wall, feeds it in on the assist to Andrew Seaman, and he tips this one in. It's 8-4, Harbor Beach by four over the host USA. Beachy over to Rick on the right wing, being guarded by Kraft. Wide open is DeSimpler, and Aaron Ginther hits the ground, and looks like it's going to be a foul.
Looks like an on Jacob Beachy.
It's an offensive foul on Jake Beachy. That's a...
He caught him for a trip.
We'll call it a trip. 4:55 left in the first. It's 8-4, Harbor Beach by four. Kraft over to Eli Kraft, back over to the left wing to Aaron Ginther. Into the low post to Oswald, back to the high post to Seaman. Jonathan Kraft, right wing, dribbles once, back to his brother Eli in the left wing. Andrew Seaman, high post against Rick, dribbles once into the left corner to Aaron Ginther. Into Oswald, and it's stolen away, turnover by... And when all is said and done... Harbor Beach retains possession, so no turnover there.
USA's defense is that Brendan Ballard is on the inside guarding anyone that's going to be in the post. But right now they have Daniel Rick guarding Drew Seaman.
Eli Kraft in the left corner after receiving his own inbound pass. Gets to Aaron Ginther, and he traveled with it. That's a turnover. Disco night here in USA. Ginther ran with the ball before he dribbled the ball.
So it is kind of like a triangle and two, or a triangle and one and one. It's a neat gimmick defense is what Steve Bone has drawn up for the USA Patriots.
Regardless, it does serious work and causes havoc as the game progresses. Jake Beachy, right elbow, being guarded by Seaman, flashes his Ballard down to the low post. Tipped out of bounds by Ginther, and USA retains possession. Underneath their own hoop, Jake Beachy will be passing it in. 8-4, Harbor Beach leads USA. Brendan Ballard with all 4 points for USA. Jonathan Kraft has 6 of the 8 for Harbor Beach. Beachy into the right wing to Kramer. He dribbles up to the right wing, 3-point line. Yes! Zach Kramer responds after being left wide open. It's a 1-point game. Harbor Beach 8, USA 7. Jonathan Kraft to Eli Kraft, top of the key. We're going to have one right down to the bitter end here, folks, tonight in USA. Eli Kraft over to Aaron Ginther for three, right corner. No rebound by Jake Beachy of USA. Here comes number 24, Dan Rick, acting as point guard. We've had no substitutions so far. We played 4 minutes and 15 seconds in the first quarter. It's 8-7, Harbor Beach by one. Dan Rick at the free throw line, dribbles back out, resets the half-court set. Now he drives in the lane himself, kicks it out to Beachy, now down to Ballard in the right post, and this one's good. Ballard had his defender, Brandon Oswald, turned right around, and made him pay. It's now USA by one, 9-8. USA with their first lead of the night right here at the 3:21 mark. And Harbor Beach's pass down to the low post goes right out of bounds. That's a turnover for the Pirates and gives the ball back to USA. Colin Cook checks in for Harbor Beach, the first sub tonight. He replaces number two, Brandon Oswald. So Dan Rick passes into Simpler for USA with their first lead of the night, 9-8. Dan Rick, right wing, into Zach Kramer, being guarded by Jonathan Kraft. Both same stature, same build. Top of the key to Simpler. Down to the left corner to Jake Beachy. He dribbles into the lane, goes up for the hook shot. Runner, this one's no good. He wanted a foul. None was called. Andrew Seaman with the rebound. Here's Harbor Beach into the left corner. Jonathan Kraft, nothing there. He gets it back up to Aaron Ginther or to Eli Kraft, right wing. Down to Colin Cook against Ballard. Andrew Seaman from the right elbow. Jump shot off the mark. And offensive rebound by Harbor Beach, Jonathan Kraft. Aaron Ginther, top of the key. 2:38 left in the first. 9-8, USA leads by one. Into Seaman, inside the paint, advances to the court. Down to Ginther, down the baseline, goes up for the layup. This one's no good. Rebound, USA. Dan Rick ripped that one away from a white jersey. Here come the Patriots. 2:20 left in the first. 9-8, Patriots over the Pirates in a packed house in USA. MHSA District 90. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight. Statistician, that's Kylie Kibowski. Top of the key, DeSimpler over to Dan Rick, trying to feed into Ballard. Do they cover him up? Instead, Rick takes the jump shot from the baseline, and this one's good. Dan Rick's first points of the night come with a three-point lead for the Patriots, 11-8 USA. This is a 7-0 run for USA here. They're trailing by four. Now they lead by three. Jonathan Kraft for three, left corner, no good. Rebound, Zach Kramer of USA. Into the hands of Rick over to DeSimpler. Minute 35 left in the first quarter, and it's a three-point ball game. DeSimpler down to the left corner, dribbling back out to Dan Rick, left wing. Right wing to Jake Beachy, now at the top of the key. Drives into the lane, kicks it back out to Kramer, now to Rick for three, left wing. It's up, and it's good. Dan Rick with five straight points gives USA a six-point lead, the largest of the night. With a minute 15 left in the first quarter, USA 14, Harbor Beach 8. Aaron Ginther in the left corner for three, and this one's good. The jealousy shot from Aaron Ginther is complete. The three threes for Harbor Beach so far. Brings it back in, the Pirates trailing by three to the Patriots. 55 seconds left in the first, USA 14, Harbor Beach 11. Right corner to Kramer, trying to feed into Ballard, nothing there. Tipped out of bounds by Jonathan Kraft and USA ball. Five substitutions coming in for USA, a whole line change. So all five stars for USA sit down to Simpler, Beachy, Kramer, Rick, and Ballard. Out there is number two, Sines. Number 20, Brandon Harper. Number 15, Grant Harris. Number 31, Hayden Ewald. And number 21, Nathan Mielke. All five new people out there for USA. And a much shorter lineup. In fact, the tallest man out there is probably number 21, Nathan Mielke. I take that back, number 20, Brandon Harper. Sines goes to the lane from the left wing. He goes up for the shot. He is fouled on the way up, and an and one coming. The freshman, 5'10", Aaron Sines, dribbles right down the left side of the lane, goes up for the layup. He is fouled. The shot is good, and he's going to line for one shot. It's now back to a five-point lead. Sines trying to make it six with a free throw here. Free throw is up from the freshman. No good. Rebound, Andrew Seaman. It's nearly picked off by Hayden Ewald, but they say he pushed Eli Kraft on the inbounds pass. So that will be only the second foul for USA in this game. Harbor Beach has won, mind you, as well. And number 31, Hayden Ewald, charged with his first.
What was impressive about Aaron Sines is that he was playing point, and that was against Eli Kraft, who's got one of the quickest hands in the whole Thumb area.
Aaron Ginther, top of the key, over to Colin Cook, 23 seconds left in the first. Harbor Beach going with the last shot here, trying to go for the last shot, I should say. as Ginther's being guarded by Sines, top of the key. But Sines about 8 feet away. 13 seconds left, dribbling to his right. Pick set by Eli Kraft. He now drives into the lane, goes for the layup. This one's up, rims all the way in and out, no good. Rebound still loose, brought in by USA. Hayden Ewald, here's Sines. And Jonathan Kraft strips him as he's going up for the half-court shot. And we have reached the end of the first quarter in classic fashion. USA with a 5-point lead, 16-11 after 8 minutes. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. After the first quarter, it's USA 16, Harbor Beach 11. A 5-point lead for the Patriots. They led as many as by six at one point. We've had two lead changes only. Harbor Beach came out leading, and then all of a sudden, USA took it right back in their home gym. Both student sections for Harbor Beach and USA on their feet for a majority of this game. Sines passes into number 20 for USA, Harper, to start the second quarter. Sines against Eli Kraft, top of the key, over to the right elbow to Hayden Ewald. For three, top of the key, number 21, Mielke. This is up, and it hits the guide wire in top of the rim, and this one's out of bounds. Harbor Beach ball, 90 feet thrown hoop, left to right across the radio. Harbor Beach in their white jerseys, USA in the navy blue. 7:42 left in the second, it's 16-11, USA by five. Colin Cook feeds it into Andrew Seaman inside the lane. He goes up for the shot. He's fouled. And the shot is good for Andrew Seaman and the Pirates. It's now 16-13, USA by three, as Seaman's at the line shooting one. Fouls against number 20, Brandon Harper, his first. Third team for USA. Free throws up for Seaman. This one's no good. Rebound by number 20 of USA, Brandon Harper. He picks his dribble up, and actually he traveled about 88 feet from their own hoop. Harper not pleased with Sines. He's telling him to come to the ball, and it's a turnover for USA, and Harper reaches with the ball underneath their own hoop. Eli Kraft passing this in for the Pirates. Back up to Aaron Ginther, top of the key. 7.5 left in the first half. It's 16-13, USA by three. Feeds into Andrew Seaman in the left post, and he is fouled as the double team comes down on him. Aaron Ginther lofted this one over the defenders and over Seaman's head. Seaman brought it in, but unfortunately there was a blue jersey all over Seaman. That's the fourth team foul against USA and the first against Grant Harris. Eli Kraft passes into Colin Cook in the short corner for the jump shot from the baseline, air ball. And out of bounds, last touch by Harbor Beach, USA ball. So when all said and done, it's USA ball back again as Harbor Beach comes out in the full court man-to-man press. Josh Shelke's in the game for the first time for the Pirates as Jonathan Kraft sits down. 7:10 left in the second, 16-13, USA by three. They've led as many as by six as Grant Harris drives into the lane for the layup, wide open for the left side, and it's good. Grant Harris with his first points of the night pushes the lead back to five, 18-13. Josh Shelke in the lane, kicks it down to Andrew Seaman, or excuse me, Colin Cook. Cook did not see the pass. It went out of bounds, but Harbor Beach has bailed out with a foul. Just the fifth against USA and the second against Grant Harris. Second straight foul for Grant Harris and USA. Kraft into Josh Shelke, top of the key. 18-13 USA, 6:45. Shelke goes for the runner inside the lane, gets his own rebound after the miss, and it's a turnover stolen by number 31, Hayden Ewald. So after the offensive rebound for Harbor Beach, it's a turnover for the Pirates.
Next dead ball, you have a wholesale change.
Hayden, Grant Harris goes up for the shot from the left wing, from the left block, excuse me, and he is fouled on the way up, so he's going to line for two shots. Grant Harris has 2 points, has not attempted a free throw yet in this game. As it's the first foul against number four, Colin Cook of the Pirates. And we have it as the second team foul, and the scoreboard has three team fouls for Harbor Beach. We'll check on that for you. First free throw from Grant Harris is up and good.
Hey, sir, shooter.
Everyone in except for the shooter. So the second string, DeSimpler, Ewald, Mielke, and Harper sit down at the line shooting. Another one is Grant Harris, 19-13, USA by six, ties their largest lead. Brandon Harper's back in, Zach Kramer, Dan Rick, and DeSimpler. Second free throw for Harris is good. And now Harris sits down, Jake Beachy is back in. It's now a 7-point lead for the Patriots. Here comes Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft across the timeline, over to Josh Schelke, back up to Eli Kraft. Josh Schelke into the corner to Aaron Ginther for three. This one's no good. Rebound Jake Beachy for USA. 6:14 left in the second. A 7-point lead for USA, 20-13. Jake Beachy, top of the key, over to Dan Rick, left wing, dribbles in right into the left block, draws the contact after he pump fakes. He is absolutely butchered. He's still down on the ground. Seems to be okay, now back on his feet. The foul is against number 12 of Harbor Beach. That is Aaron Ginther, his first, and Harbor Beach's alleged fourth foul. So at the line shooting two, Dan Rick. He has 5 points already, has not attempted a free throw. Trying to extend this USA lead by 7, perhaps up to 9 with 2 made.
We're going to see if he has any vision left after being clobbered.
First free throw's up, and this one rims in and out, no good. Steve Bone having a discussion with Brennan Ballard and DeSimpler at their bench. It is Rick at the line shooting 2. And this one is good. Dan Rick with 6 points, and here comes Harbor Beach. Over to the right wing to Ginther. Over to Eli Kraft, left wing. Into the left corner to Schelke. Back out to Kraft. He dribbles into the lane, brings it back out. Now Schelke has it in the corner. Skip pass to the right wing to Ginther. Harbor Beach starting to slow things down here. Dribbles into the lane, Aaron Ginther, and we have a push against USA. That will be the 16th foul. So the rest of the way out here in the second quarter, Harbor Beach will be shooting at least one free throw. The push is against USA, and the 16th foul instead against number 11, Zach Kramer, his first. Eli Kraft passing this in underneath his own hoop, right side of your radio. Not many people open. Finally gets the safety foul to Aaron Ginther into Eli Kraft in the right corner. Drills back to the top to Ginther. Being guarded by DeSimpler, over to Schelke and back to Ginther. He dribbles down the lane. Skip pass over down to the right block to Cook. He puts it up high off the glass, no good. And Josh Schelke with the offensive rebound. He puts it back in for 2. Josh Shelkey's first points of the night brings Harbor Beach back within 6. USA 21, Harbor Beach 15. 5:15 left in the second quarter. Steal and a turnover for USA. Eli Kraft stole it away. He goes up for the layup. He missed it. Offensive rebound by Andrew Seaman. He puts it up and he is fouled. Andrew Seaman heads back to the line for 2 shots after Eli Kraft can't connect on the transition layup. That's the 7th foul against USA. And the 2nd against Jake Beachy. So Jake Beachy has 2 and Grant Harris has 2 for foul trouble. Brennan Ballard is scot-free so far with no fouls. Andrew Seaman's first free throw up and good. Now cuts the lead down to 5 for USA, 21-16.
These are important fouls that are beginning to stack up because it does give Harbor Beach a chance to go ahead and stop the clock and opportunities to score.
Second free throw no good from Andrew Seaman. 4:58 left in the second. Here comes Dan Rick after a USA rebound. Zach Kramer on the right wing being guarded by Schelke closely like white on rice. Dan Rick, top of the key, being guarded by Kraft, dribbles right down the lane, hits the layup, no! And rebound by Andrew Seaman, and Ballard went over the back. Apparently I jinxed Ballard with his first foul there. And that's the 8th team, so we walk the length of the court here for 1-1. So Seaman's at the line, shooting 1. After Ballard went right over the top of Seaman. Can't blame him, he's 5 inches taller. The fouls now are 8-4. USA with 8, Harbor Beach with 4. USA has a 5-point lead. As Seaman misses the free throw, rebound by Ballard. And into the hands of Jake Beachy with 2 fouls. 4:40 left in the second. Dan Rick with the ball right wing. Back up to DeSimpler, top of the key, over to Rick again. Takes the 3 from NBA range, no good. Rebound, Beachy. And keeps the possession alive, takes the jump shot. This one's no good. Rebound Ballard, and this one's good. Brennan Ballard with 8 points on the night. Is a 7-point lead, ties the largest for USA at 23-16. Seaman for 3, no good. Rebound to Simpler. And here comes USA. USA wanted a foul as Seaman was all over him on that one. To Simpler. Over to Rick, trying to feed into Ballard, being guarded by a much shorter Callum Cook. Jake Beachy now over to Rick on the right block with the runner. This one's short. Rebound Seaman. and receiving was hit in the mouth on the defense. Eli Kraft slows things up, gets into the left corner to Andrew Seaman. Down the baseline, he is pushed out of bounds by Jake Beachy. So a critical third foul is charged against number 10 blue jersey, Jake Beachy. And the ninth team foul against USA. So Hayden Ewald checks in for Beachy with three fouls. Seaman at the line again. He's missed his last two free throws. And he is 1-for-4 on the night. Jonathan Graff checks in for Harbor Beach, replacing the sophomore, Josh Shelke. So out there right now for USA, the simpler. Dan Rick, Hayden Ewald, Zach Kramer, and Brendan Ballard. At the line shooting 1-1 is Andrew Seaman. The first one is up, and this one's no good. He misses another rebound by Ballard.
That's uncharacteristic of Seaman, too, because he's 77% on the games that we have done.
Hayden Ewald, top of the key. Being guarded by Ginther, dribbles down to the lane, down wide open in the left lane, and this one's no. Rebound by Ballard, and he goes up for the putback, and he is fouled. Ballard will be going to line for two shots. That will be the fifth team against Harbor Beach. It's going to be an on the arm, and it goes against number 4, Colin Cook, his second. Brandon Oswald will be checking back in for Harbor Beach after this first free throw from Ballard, and this one's good. Ballard now 1-for-2 from the free throw line for 9 points on the night. Pushes the largest lead of the night to 8, 24-16 USA over the defending district champions, Harbor Beach. Ballard, second free throw coming up. Colin Cook sat down for Harbor Beach. Second free throw is just as beautiful as the first one. Now 10 points for Brendan Ballard of USA's 25-9-point lead. Three from Eli Kraft, no good, and it's stolen after a rebound by USA, and Eli Kraft puts up the layup for two. Now it's 25-18, USA by seven.
It's hard to believe that's Eli Kraft's first 2 points.
Into Ballard in the right block, and it's tipped away by Brandon Oswald. He's 6'1", a little taller than Colin Cook, who's 5'10". Got his fingertips on it, zipped it out of bounds. USA ball underneath their own hoop. Andrew Seaman now sits down as John Shelke with a quick breather back out there. As Seaman looks like he's going to the locker room to rinse out his mouth, he's bleeding. 3 minutes left. Zach Kramer with three in the left corner. No good. Rebound still loose. Rebound in by Harbor Beach Aaron Ginther. Up to Eli Kraft, right wing, 2:50 left in the second. Aaron Ginther for three, top of the key, off the backboard, no good. Rebound, Hayden Ewald for USA. USA has one field goal in the second quarter, yet they have scored 9 points, mostly in part due to five made free throws. Right wing, Dan Rick, now to DeSimpler. And DeSimpler dives into the lane, off the backboard and in for his first 2 points of the night, right in the middle of the lane. 27-18, a 9-point lead for USA with 2:15 left in the second. Into the corner, Josh Shelke for three, yes. Josh Shelke checks back into the game and immediately hits a three from the right corner. It's 27-21, a 6-point lead for the Patriots. DeSimpler with the ball right to left across your radio with less than two to play in the first half. It's been all USA. They led after the first, 16-11. Now they lead 27-21. DeSimpler feeds it into Ballard, and he is tangled up in the left block, and a foul is called against.
It's going to be
Harbor
Jonathan
Beach.
Jonathan Kraft.
That would be Jonathan Kraft's second foul, and the sixth against Harbor Beach. So USA will get the ball. They say Ballard was not shooting. Steve Bone says exactly the same. So USA will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Left side of the radio leading 27-21. A minute 46 left in the second quarter.
Why Ballard's out now with the ball underneath the USA basket, I have not a clue.
As they're trying to feed it into Hayden Ewald, and two white jerseys jump in front of the ball, tip it out of bounds, and now USA will get it on the other side of the hoop. Still underneath their own hoop. DeSimpler now checks back in. Looks like a little confusion as Hayden Ewald sits down. So it's Sines checking in. So out there right now, Sines, Zach Kramer, Brandon Harper, DeSimpler, and Dan Rick. Into the right block, Harper back out to DeSimpler, over to Zach Kramer, left wing for three. Yes! Zach Kramer with his second three of the night. He has 6 points, and now it's back to a 9-point lead, 30-21, Harbor Beach trails. Eli Kraft over to Josh Shelkey, to Jonathan Kraft, left corner. He's hit two there already, and he misses this one. Rebound, Brandon Oswald puts up this one. This one bounces in. Good. Brandon Oswald's shot rested on the rim for about 3 seconds before finally going in. Cuts the lead down to 7 for USA, 30-23. A minute 12 left in the half. Top of the key. Dan Rick against Brandon Oswald. Dribbling to the right wing, now to the simpler left wing. Signs from the right wing against Shelkey. Freshman against a sophomore here. Back over to the simpler. He's dribbling all over, being guarded by Eli Kraft. Making Kraft work. Zach Kramer now trying to go, almost looks like for last shot here. Dan Rick, right wing. Dribbles down to the corner, now to DeSimpler, to the top of the key. Now Turner reverses directions. Back up Zach Kramer, he resets. DeSimpler, over left wing to Rick. 32 seconds left in the first half, 30-23, USA by 7. Dan Rick against Brandon Oswald. Oswald not nearly as fast as Rick. He drives in a lane for the layup. This one's off the backboard, no good. Rebound, Aaron Ginther. Up to Eli Kraft in transition. 15 seconds left. Over to the right block. Code sets up the shot. This one's good. Eli Kraft with 4 points. Brings it back in 5. 30-25 with 8 seconds left. Here's Rick across the timeline. Down to the right wing. Into the corner to Zach Kramer. Launches up to 3. This one's short. Rebound Brandon Oswald. And that is how the first half will end. USA by 5. 30-25. After two quarters, you're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school basketball. We have reached halftime in USA as USA leads Harbor Beach in the district final 30-25. After the first quarter, USA led 16-11 by 5, and now it's 30-25, still by 5 after 2. Individual scoring first for USA. Aaron Sines has 2 points. Nick DeSimpler has 2. Zach Kramer has 6. Grant Harris has 4, Dan Rick with 6, and Brennan Ballard with 10 points altogether. For Harbor Beach, Brandon Oswald has 2 points, Josh Shelkey with 5, Aaron Ginther with 3, Eli Kraft with 4, Jonathan Kraft with 6, and Andrew Seaman with 5 points and 4 missed free throws out of 5 attempts. John Mooney, what do you have?
As far as percentages, USA came out just with guns a-blazing is what they did. I thought they shot really well in the first half. They cooled off a little bit toward the end. And now what we have for the Unionville Sebring Patriots is overall 11 for 27, 40%, which is really doing really well from the field. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, they didn't get off to the fastest start that they hoped they would in the first quarter. But the second quarter they made up for it and pulled it within 5 points. Overall in the half, 10 for 28, 35%, while they were shooting 40% in the second quarter.
Well, one interesting stat here. USA is 5 for 8 from the free throw line for 62.5%. Harbor Beach, 1 for 5 for 20% on the night. A 4-point difference there in the favor of the USA Patriots, and they lead by 5. John, what do you think is the key stat here in this first half?
Well, the ball was going in for the USA Patriots. Hard to fast break if you're Harbor Beach with that happening. But I saw that Harbor Beach didn't seem like they were really out there with their happy hands like they normally play. They like to get their deflections. They are very quick with their hands and they're quick with their feet. But they have to get the ball first. And I didn't see them fast breaking as much as they'd like to. They'd like to beat USA down the floor is their game. Mentally toughness, I think Eli Kraft was showing it toward the end. He could sense that there was a chance that USA could go ahead and blow them right out of the gym. And then he began to take over, getting some key steals and getting some key layups also. So there you have it.
John Mooney with his analysis of the first half, and you're tuned to WLEW Sports Network. At halftime, USA leads Harbor Beach by 5, 30-25. Second half action coming right up. You're tuned to WLAW Sports, and here comes the second half right at you. USA leads by 5, 30-25. And Harbor Beach starts with the ball, and they start out with a turnover. The pass from Ginther to Oswald, no good, and stolen by USA. Over to the right wing to Zach Kramer into Ballard in the post. And this is a turnover for USA as Oswald steals away from Ballard. Into the low post to Ginther. And it's tipped out of bounds by Beachy. Out there with three fouls for USA. And Harbor Beach will get it underneath their own hoop. On the left side of your radio, they trail 30-25 with 7:36 left in the third.
Coach Ron Rubel's halftime adjustment was to put Aaron Ginther down below the zone to see if that could go ahead and shake him up by distorting the gimmick defense.
Eli Kraft, left wing, into Seaman on the baseline on the left side, short corner. Dribbles back out to Eli Kraft, over to the right wing, then to the right corner to Aaron Ginther. Drives into the right block, goes up for the layup. This one's no good. Rebound offensive by Oswald. Kicks it into Eli Kraft. He misses that, and a rebound brought down by Ballard. Here comes USA, still with that five-point lead. 7:05 left in the third quarter. Dribbles right down in the lane. Rick is, and he goes up for the layup. No good. Rebound by Beachy, and he puts it up for two. Beachy with his first 2 points on the putback, and now it's a seven-point lead for USA. 32-25. Eli Kraft over to Aaron Ginther for three. Yes. Aaron Ginther responds with his second three of the night for 6 points. A quiet night for him. And now it's a four-point game. 32-28. USA by four. DeSimpler into Ballard in the left block. Goes up for the layup on the right side. And it's good. 12 points for Brennan Ballard. Now a six-point lead for the Patriots. 34-28 over Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft to Jonathan Kraft to Aaron Ginther, left corner. Dribbles once, skip past Eli Kraft, right wing. Kraft being guarded by Kramer, now over to Seaman in the right corner to Rick. Rick all over him, into Kraft in the paint, kicks over to his brother Jonathan for three, no good, rebound still loose, brought in by Aaron Ginther on the offensive rebound. Over to Aaron Ginther for three, right corner, no good, rebound Ballard, and here comes USA. DeSimpler brings it up for the Patriots in the navy blue jerseys. 5:45 left in the third quarter, 34-28 USA by six. They've led as many by nine. We've had two lead changes only in this game. Harbor Beach came out first, and then it's been all USA since. Zach Kramer, left wing, dribbling against Andrew Seaman, about 30 feet from the hoop. Now Jake Beachy with the ball. Dan Rick now with the ball, dribbling. Against Aaron Ginther, top of the key, dribbles to his left. Right down to the right block, wide open. Kramer for three in the right corner, no good. Rebound out of bounds, touched by USA. No one touched it, in fact. And Harbor Beach will get the ball 90 feet from their own hoop.
USA's strategy right now is to take about 30 seconds off the clock each possession, and Harbor Beach is turning up the heat defensively.
34-28, a six-point deficit for the Pirates, and Aaron Ginther in the left corner. He dribbles into the lane, goes up for the layup, and he is good. And he has fouled the whistles against USA, so an old-fashioned three-point play coming up for Aaron Ginther. And more than likely, it's going to be a block against Brendan Ballard. He was in his face, and indeed it is. And that's the second against Ballard and the first against USA in the second half. So at the line, shooting one is Aaron Ginther, trying to make it a three-point game, and he does so. 34-31, USA by three. They led it five at halftime. We've played 3 minutes, 5 minutes to go in the third. Dan Rick, left to right across the radio, passes to his right. And it's nearly stolen by Andrew Seaman, and Rick brings it back in. And now standing straight up, Brandon Aswell gets a little handsy against Dan Rick, and that's going to be a foul against the Pirates. The first team foul against Harbor Beach goes against Brandon Oswald of the half. That's Oswald's first. Beachy passes in underneath his own hoop into Kramer, left corner for three. No good. Rebound to Eli Kraft. In transition are the Pirates. It's 1-on-3. That doesn't matter for Eli Kraft. Kicks it into Oswald in the lane. He goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. That's going to be two shots for Brandon Oswald. Draws contact against two USA players. Depends who they call it on. And the foul goes against, not quite sure yet, number 11, Zach Kramer. Brennan Ballard spared on that one. First free throw from Oswald. No good, not much arc. And didn't look too pretty, in fact, either. 34-31, a three-point game, and it's tense in this USA gymnasium, standing room only. Even here on the mezzanine, we have people staying the whole length of the court. Second free throw coming from Oswald, and this one's good. He has 3 points, and it's a two-point deficit for the Pirates. 34-32, USA leads, 4:33 left in the third. Harbor Beach in the man-to-man, Ballard at the left elbow with the ball, back to Rick in the right wing. Pick set by Ballard at the high post. Beautiful looking screen. It's a big screen. Rick goes down the right side lane for the runner. This one's no good. Rebound, Jake Beachy on the offensive boards. Kramer over to DeSimpler into the right corner to Rick for the long two. This one's no good. Rebound still loose. And last touched by Harbor Beach. USA ball underneath their own hoop, right side of your radio. So Jake Beachy will be passing this one in. Right in front of him is Brendan Ballard. On the opposite block is DeSimpler. And now they feed it into Zach Kramer in the left corner. DeSimpler slows things down left wing, back into Beachy. And they're trying to feed it into Ballard, and that's a turnover for USA, and Ginther was there to steal it away. Eli Kraft in transition on the layup, misses it, gets his own rebound, puts it up, and they say he was held before he went up for the shot, which is true. So Eli Kraft, after getting his own rebound, heads to the line. No, they lined up for the free throw, but they say it was on the floor. And that is the fourth foul against Jake Beachy. That's right, you heard me right. Four fouls for Jake Beachy, and we're halfway through the third quarter at 3:57. Steve Bone, head coach for USA in this tournament, calls a 30-second timeout. You're tuned to WLAW, 34-32, USA by two. Harbor Beach inbounds it underneath their own hoop. Eli Kraft into Aaron Ginther in the safety valve, top of the key. Over to the left corner, wide open, back to Eli Kraft for three. In and out, halfway down. And Brendan Ballard brings in the rebound, stolen on a turnover by Aaron Ginther. He misses the shot, and it's brought in by Brendan Ballard. So two rebounds for Ballard in a short time. 3:35 left in the third. DeSimpler over to Dan Rick. This one's getting chippy, folks. Dan Rick, right wing. There's bodies flying all over the place. Ewald drives down the lane, goes up for the layup, and it's stripped out of bounds. Last touch by Harbor Beach. I'm not sure what happened on that timeout, John, but suddenly it's a whole different feel of this game.
Remember what I said about happy hands? That's exactly what Harbor Beach is doing to them right now. They're getting deflections all over the place, diving on the floor.
And they feed into Ballard on the right block. He goes up for the shot, misses it, gets his own rebound, puts it in. Ballard puts up the shots, scoops them all up, and puts them back in for two. It's a four-point lead, 36-32, as Aaron Ginther goes up for the layup from the left side, misses it. Laying on the ground, he draws, brings in the rebound, and we have a timeout called by Aaron Ginther, lying on the floor after getting the rebound. Not quite sure if it's going to be a full timeout or a 30 quite yet. And it's a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here. 3:10 left in the third, 36-32, USA by four. But a wide range of emotions in this game here.
We got ourselves a whale of a ball game right now. And Coach Steve Bone, he wants to go ahead and slow things down. And, of course, Harbor Beach wants to go ahead and just really quicken it up a bit. And that's what Harbor Beach's mantra is, try to go ahead and just create some havoc and see what happens. Coach Bone looks like he wants to go ahead and control the tempo a little bit more, work for the important shot, the opportunity shot, and try to work it into Brendan Ballard. I was not sure he really wanted that three-point attempt by Kramer. When Zach Kramer took the three-point from the corner, I'm not sure that Coach was happy with that one. Harbor Beach now has the ball already. Inbounded into Shelke.
Josh Shelke back in the game in this third quarter. Into Eli Kraft, into Andrew Seaman, the right block against Ballard. Over to Colin Cook in the short corner left side. On the right wing to Shelke, back over to Aaron Ginther. Goes up for the shot from the left side. The layup is no good. No call. Good call. As Andrew Seaman brings in the rebound, he puts up the shot, and he is fouled. Andrew Seaman going to line for two shots. He's 1-for-5 from the free throw line in this game. USA students are actually quite vocal tonight. Leading by four are the Patriots in line, shooting two. Seaman, that's the third team against USA in the foul department. And it goes against number 31, Hayden Ewald, his second. Seaman's first free throw is up, and this one's good. That looked a little better, more like Seaman's shape there. As the made free throw brings it to a three-point game, USA 36, Harbor Beach 33. Interesting stat so far, Aaron Ginther has 5 turnovers of Harbor Beach's 6 turnovers. Second free throw, no good for Seaman. He's now 2-for-7 on the night from the free throw line. And here's DeSimpler at the top of the key, blows past Kraft, picks up his dribble at the high post, over to Zach Kramer, trying to feed into Ballard. Colin Cook has him tied up. And they say Colin Cook actually fouled him. At one point, the USA letters against on Ballard's jersey were all the way below his, nearly at his waist. And they're going to call him for the foul. That's Colin Cook's third. Harbor Beach is second in this half.
Colin Cook is doing to Brendan Ballard what USA did to Cass City on Wednesday.
The safety valve to haul the pass all the way in, 80 feet away from the hoop into Simpler. He comes across, not quite across timeline yet. 2:22 left in the third, 36-33 USA. Ballard at the right elbow, back up to Kramer. Screen brought by Ballard over to Hayden Ewald, top of the key, to Kramer in the left corner to Dan Rick against Ginther. Rick dribbling left wing down to the baseline. None there, hits a wall, back out to Simpler, feeds it into Ballard inside the lane, goes up for the shot, he's fouled, and it's good. Brendan Ballard with a nice looking post move, got the ball, turned, put it up, and he's fouled on the way up. Shot is good, and one coming. Third team foul against Harbor Beach.
That is a big hoop.
Pushes the lead to 5 for USA, trying to hold off this Harbor Beach surge in the second half. Harbor Beach has not led since the first quarter. Free throws up and good from Ballard. It's now a 6-point game, 39-33. And I didn't even see who that foul was on against Harbor Beach. They took it off already.
That was on Josh Schulke.
Josh Schulke's first. Eli Kraft over to Aaron Ginther, left wing. Minute 48 left in the third, 39-33. USA leads by 6. Ginther in the lane, jump stop in the left block, goes up for the shot. He is fouled, and he's going to line for 2 shots.
With Aaron Ginther's drive on the left-hand side, he's just not getting in the roll. I mean, he has 4 tries at it and came away empty all 4 times.
DeSimpler's first foul of the night, 5th for USA in the half. Ginther's first free throw up and good. 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He has 7 points in this quarter for 10 overall. DeSimpler checks out and signs is back in for USA. Minute 43 left in the third. 39-34, USA by 5. Harbor Beach's Aaron Ginther at the line. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Ballard. Clears out his own player, even Hayden Ewald hits the deck. Aaron Sines, the freshman, moved up to varsity for the tournament. Handling the ball over to left wing to Dan Rick. Colin Cook is still on Ballard, and Eli Kraft swips and stripes it from USA. It's a turnover for the Patriots. Or to Aaron Ginther, and it's nearly stolen. Colin Cook ends up with him on a loose ball inside the middle of the lane. And Andrew Seaman gets it. And now, nearly a stolen pass by Sines. Gets into Eli Kraft's hands. Or to Aaron Ginther, left wing. Back up to Kraft, top of the key. Minute 10 left in the third. Aaron Ginther from NBA range 3, no good. Rebound Ballard. Into the hands of Zach Kramer over 2 sides. USA crowd, the natives are getting restless here. 39-34, 5-point lead. As there's some off-the-ball action going here. Some tough defense on both sides of the ball. Dan Rick goes to the lane for the reverse mic after the flop from Ginther is good. Dan Rick with 8 points and a 7-point lead for USA. 42 seconds left in the third. Eli Kraft loses his footing against that. He gets the pass off somehow to Seaman. Now Kraft has it down the baseline, down to the left block. The jump shot, layup is good. Off the backboard, Kraft with 6 with a timely layup. Back down to a 5-point lead for USA, 41-36, with 26 seconds left in the third. Sines loses the ball at the top of the key, stolen by Kraft. That's a turnover for Harbor Beach, and Aaron Ginther for the layup is good. Aaron Ginther now with 12 points, brings it back within 3, with 10 seconds left in the third quarter. 41-38 USA, Dan Rick on the right wing against Ginther, 2 seconds left. Drives down to the lane, puts up the layup from the right block. He's fouled at the buzzer. They say Ginther got him on the arm, so that will be 2 shots coming up for Dan Rick to end the third quarter. 41-38. As Dan Rick will be here all alone at the free throw line to end the third quarter. With these makes, it pushes it back to 5. First free throw up, and it's good. Dan Rick with 9 points. Second free throw, yes. So that's the end of the first third quarter. 43-38, a 5-point lead for USA. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. Fourth quarter coming up. Fourth quarter begins with USA with the ball and a 5-point lead, 43-38. Zach Kramer over 2 signs left wing. Jonathan Kraft back in the game for Harbor Beach. Over to the right wing to Zach Kramer for 3. Yes! Zach Kramer with 9 points of the night, all from threes. 46-38, 8-point lead for High Reach. Aaron Ginther takes a three from himself. No good. Rebound offensively for Colin Cook into the hands of Jonathan Kraft. At the high post, Andrew Seaman dribbles down the lane, goes up for the shot. This one's no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it up for two, and it's good. He's fouled. Seaman now with 8 points, heads the line for one more free throw.
That's a very smart play by Drew Seaman. Taking the ball on the inside, that's where the fouls are. The Harbor Beach Pirates want the clock to stop, and they also want an opportunity to score from the foul line.
Aaron Sines' first foul, and USA 6 the rest of the way at Harbor Beach shooting at least one free throw. First free throw, and then the free throw is good from Andrew Seaman, completing the three-point play. It's now back to a five-point game, 46-41. USA is led by five after each quarter, 16-11, 30-25, 40-3-38. Now it's 46-41. Full court press coming from Harbor Beach, and Colin Cook is called with the foul against Nathan Mielke about 70 feet from the hoop. That's Colin Cook's fourth foul and the fifth, against Harbor Beach in this second half. So he sits down. Josh Shelke's back in. As Sines passes in 90 feet from his own hoop, opposite basket. Zach Kramer trips on his, can't bring in the pass. That's a turnover for USA. And Harbor Beach will get it now underneath their own hoop. The officials now having a conclave of themselves on the far sideline, trying to figure out whether they get it on the baseline or on the side. No one touched it, so it should be on the baseline. That's the call. Eli Kraft right into Andrew Seaman, the right block. Back out to Kraft for the long two. No good. Rebound by Shelke. Keeps the possession line for Harbor Beach. Aaron Ginther, top of the key, dribbles right down to the right block for the shot. He's fouled on the way up, and we have two shots coming for Aaron Ginther. Ginther with 12 points in the night. He's 2-for-3 from the free throw line. It'll be the seventh team foul against USA and the third against number 11, Zach Kramer. He has 9 points, all three threes. Ginther at the line, shooting two. Free throw's up and good. It's now a four-point game, 46-42. USA by four. Ballard checks in, as well as Dan Rick. Harper sits down. Zach Kramer sits down. Grant Harris also checks in for Hayden Ewald. And Brandon Oswald replaces Josh Shelke for Harbor Beach. 7:17 left in the fourth quarter, 46-42. Harbor Beach trails by four to the host, USA Patriots, in the district finals. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney here for WIW Sports calling this one. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought in by Eli Kraft, though. And now they keep this possession alive. Andrew Seaman left block, goes up for the shot. And he is blocked out of bounds by Brendan Ballard. And Eli Kraft will be on the baseline, inbounding it for Harbor Beach. 7:10 left in the fourth quarter, a four-point game. USA has led as many by nine. It's now down to four. Andrew Seaman inbound to left wing to Aaron Ginther. Picks up his dribble, feeds it into Seaman in between the blocks. Puts up the shot in the lane. Goes up. He's fouled. And Seaman goes back to the line for two shots. Eighth team foul against USA. And the third against Grant Harris. Andrew Seaman at the line. Last trip he made 1-for-1. First one here. That's one short off the front of the iron. 46-42. USA hangs on to a four-point lead. Harbor Beach started the game out with a lead, and it's been all USA since. Seaman at the line shooting a second one. This one's good. It's a three-point game, 46-43, 7 minutes to play. Full court press coming. Now they're retreating. Dan Rick brings up the ball against Aaron Ginther. Goes right down to the baseline, the right side, and he has to retreat to the corner. Back up to the top to number 21, Mielke, as they feed it into Ballard. And it's stolen by Harbor Beach. It was still out of loose, and Aaron Ginther goes to save it, bounces it right off the big build of Ballard and out of bounds. Harbor Beach ball, 90 feet from their own hoop, and we have a timeout called by USA. No word yet if it's going to be a full or a 30. We're going to go a full timeout, so we're going to take a timeout as well. 46-43, USA by three, with 6:43 left in the fourth quarter. 6:43 left in the fourth quarter. It's a three-point game. USA 46-43. Harbor Beach 90 feet from their own hoop with the ball. Eli Kraft will be passing to Aaron Ginther. Starting five out there for Harbor Beach. are in fact the starters. Kraft, Kraft, Ginther, Oswald, and Seaman for USA. Grant Harris, Dan Rick is Eli Kraft over to Oswald in the right corner, back up Kraft in the right wing. We'll get back to the five for USA in a second here. Kraft goes down the right block, puts up the shot. This one's ugly. A little bit of forced poor shot, and here comes rebound by Sines for USA, and the Patriots are down the court. Sines nearly thought about taking the three, and Eli Kraft's there with the block. Tried to go for the last second defense. After the pump fake, he ran right into him. Eli Kraft with his first foul of the night. That's the sixth against Harbor Beach. So the rest of the way out, both teams in the single bonus. 6:17 left in the fourth. That's actually the second against Eli Kraft. And the inbound is actually stolen. And it's a turnover by USA up to Jonathan Kraft on transition. Eli Kraft goes into the lane for two. The runner jump stop is good, if that's even such a thing. And Eli Kraft has eight. And now it's a one-point game, 46-45. A barn burner going on the west side of the county. Aaron Sines, top of the key to Ballard, right elbow, fades down to the low post to a wide-open Jake Beachy. Goes up for the shot. He draws contact. And Beach will be going to line for two. He has 2 points altogether tonight, has not attempted a free throw. That's the seventh foul against Harbor Beach. And it goes against Andrew Seaman, his first. Jake Beachy at the line. Shooting two. So far as a team, USA 8 for 11, and now 8 for 12. First one's no good. DeSimpler checks in for the freshman Sines. 5:51 left in the fourth. 46-45, 1 point game. Beachy trying to make it two with a made free throw right here.
Jake Beachy is usually around a 40% foul shooter.
This one's no good. He went 0-2 on that trip, and here comes Harbor Beach in transition. Eli Kraft down the left corner to Jonathan Kraft, back to Eli. Andrew Seaman can't hang on to pass, stolen by Dan Rick. Goes up for the layup, and it's good. Dan Rick with 12 points after the turnover by Harbor Beach. Now back to a three-point game, 48-45, 5:34 left in the fourth. Aaron Ginther right in the lane. Kicks it out to a wide-open Eli Kraft for three. Yes! We're tied at 48, folks. Eli Kraft with now 11 points on the night, 5 in the fourth quarter. 48-48, 5:18 left in the fourth quarter. Dan Rick down to the baseline, stops at the block, goes up for the shot. This one rims in, good. Dan Rick with 14 points after Aaron Ginther tried the flop. He's 0-2 in that attempt tonight. Now back to 2-point lead for the USA Patriots, 50-48.
Two heads-up play by Dan Rick.
Ginther, top of the key, over to Jonathan Kraft, left wing. Now Eli Kraft, right wing, being guarded by Grant Harris. Drives down the right lane, goes up for the shot. He draws contact. The push against USA will be the ninth team. And Eli Kraft on the line, shooting two. Fouls against number 15, Grant Harris. That's his fourth. So that's the second USA player with four. Jake Beachy, the other. Eli Kraft to the line, shooting two. First one's good. Kraft with 12 points on the game. Eight of those in the second half. Harris sits down. It's out there for USA right now. DeSimpler, Beachy, Rick, Ballard, as the second free throw is no good, and Zach Kramer's the fifth. 1 point game, USA 50, Harbor Beach 49, 4:38 left in the fourth quarter. DeSimpler over to the left wing to Rick. Thought about taking the three, instead drives to the free throw line, kicks it back out to DeSimpler. Now into Ballard at the left block, goes to work, stripped away by Ginther, gets it back into Ballard, and this one's good. Ballard with 19 points on the night, a 3 point lead once again for USA, 52-49 over Harbor Beach. Jonathan Kraft for three, off the mark, rebound. Brandon Oswald goes up for the shot. This one's blocked, and Ballard can't save it. Out of bounds, Harbor Beach ball underneath their own hoop. 4:11 remains in the fourth quarter. This entire gym is on the edge of their seat. What will happen next? Aaron Ginther will be inbounding this one. Wide open in the right corner is Eli Kraft for three. Yes! Eli Kraft with his second three. Now back to 52-52, our second tie of the game. We've had three lead changes. 3:58 left in the fourth quarter. Halfway through the fourth, they feed it into Ballard, and he is tangled up with a Harbor Beach defender, Brandon Oswald. That's Oswald's second, Harbor Beach's eighth. So that will send Ballard to the line for one and perhaps a second.
You know, when the going gets tough, the tough get going, and I'm thinking of Eli Kraft. He is just making plays left and right. It's just unbelievable watching him out there.
Ballard at the line, shooting one and one. First one's good. So, in reward, he gets a second. He's now hit 20 points. Ballard has a double-double now. He has 10 rebounds as well. Second free throw up and good. 2 for 2 on that trip. Back to a two-point lead for USA, 54-52. 3:50 left in the fourth quarter. Aaron Ginther brings it up for Harbor Beach. Now working Eli Kraft off the ball. On the right wing, over to left wing, Jonathan Kraft. Back to Eli, top of the key, over to Aaron Ginther, right wing. Dribbles down to the baseline, pulls up from the block, misses that, gets his own rebound, goes up for the shot. Blocked from behind by Seaman. Second shot's blocked by Ballard as well. Back-to-back blocks by Ballard. The second one could have been a foul. He was lucky there. And Harbor Beach gets it out of bounds underneath their own hoop. Left side of your radio, 54-52, USA by two. 3:29 left in the fourth quarter. Aaron Ginther, left wing, down to the left corner to Eli Kraft. Starts to dribble back up, resets the half-court set. 3:20 left in the fourth, 54-52, a one-possession ball game.
Each possession is very important at this juncture of the game.
Aaron Ginther in the corner, back to Eli Kraft, left wing, back up high post to Jonathan Kraft, back to Eli. Dribbles into the paint, and we have a push against a USA defender against Eli Kraft. So we head to the line for two shots. Harbor Beach now in double bonus. And that's the second against the Simpler. And the team's 10th for USA at the line, shooting two, Eli Kraft. He's 1 for 2 on the night so far. First one's up and no good. Not much arc in that one. Hit the front of the iron, back of the iron, and bounced out. Still a one possession game, 2-point differential, 54-52. Second free throw for Eli Kraft is up, and this one's good. He's now 2 for 4 on the night. Brings it back to a 1-point game, 54-53. 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. The Simpler against Kraft on the ball. Over to Dan Rick, right wing against Ginther. Screen set by Beachy, goes the other way down the baseline. To the left corner, to the Simpler. Back over to Beachy, into Ballard in the right block. Goes up for the shot, and he is fouled, and it's up and good. Brendan Ballard with the made basket, and he's going to the line for one. Now a 3-point game, trying to make it 4 in a 2-possession game. Ninth team foul against Harbor Beach, and it's the third against number 2, Brandon Oswald. USA reversing the ball all the way around the court, getting Ballard wide open on the right block. So this free throw's up and good. Brennan Ballard now 6 for 7 from the free throw line. 57-53, a 2-possession game, 4-point lead for the Patriots. 2:40 left in the fourth. Aaron Ginther down to in the corner, back to Eli Kraft, to Jonathan Kraft, top of the key. Eli over to Andrew Seaman, top of the key, to Jonathan Kraft, down to Aaron Ginther, back up to Jonathan Kraft for three. Yes! Jonathan Kraft with his third three in the night. We have a timeout called by Harbor Beach. It's back to a 1-point game, 57-56. USA still by one, and it's a full timeout. You're tuned to WLEW, 2:24 left in the fourth. 57-56 with 2:24 left in the fourth. USA with the ball after a made three by Jonathan Kraft of Harbor Beach. Beachy running the baseline as he can into Zach Kramer. Over back up to Beachy, and Harbor Beach retreats on the press. 2:18 left in the fourth. It's a 1-point game. DeSimpler, top of the key against Seaman, over to Beachy, left wing. Trying to feed it into Ballard. Harbor Beach has made a switch on defense. Now Aaron Ginther guards Ballard. DeSimpler goes right down the right side of the lane. It's partially tipped by Seaman. Rebound by Ginther. Up to Aaron Ginther. Eli Kraft to Jonathan Kraft for the layup, and it's good. Harbor Beach's first lead in the game, or in the second half since the first quarter, comes with a minute 50 left. 58-57. Harbor Beach by 1 point. Jonathan Kraft with 11 points. USA's mystical chant starts up while they're on offense, trailing by one, minute 35 left. Dan Rick goes down the lane, and we have a whistle before the shot. We have a push against Harbor Beach, and it's going to be two shots because we are in double bonus for both teams. Fouls against number 22, Eli Kraft. That's his third. Harbor Beach's 10th. At the line shooting two is Dan Rick. He's 3 for 4 on the night for 14 points altogether. First one's up, and this one's good. We're back tied at 58. Hayden Ewald checks in for Zach Kramer. He sits down. Southern for USA. Hayden Ewald, Jake Beachy at the line shooting. Another one's Dan Rick. DeSimpler and Ballard retreats all the way to the basket. Second free throw is good. Dan Rick, 2 for 2 on that trip, gives USA the lead back 59-58. 90 seconds left in the fourth quarter. It's coming down to the last possession here. Aaron Ginther, right wing. Back up to Eli Kraft, over to Jonathan Kraft. Wide open for three. No. Rebound to Andrew Siemens. Still loose. And we have a held ball, possession arrow in favor of the Pirates. Andrew Seaman came down with the rebound but lost it at the last second, and the held ball came after the second effort from Jake Beachy. Aaron Ginther underneath the hoop. In front of him, Jonathan Kraft. No one open, so he gets a safety valve to Andrew Seaman, top of the key, over to Aaron Ginther, left corner. Being guarded by Ballard from a distance. Back to Eli Kraft for three, left wing. It's up, and it's no good. Rebound still loose, and it goes right out of bounds. USA ball, minute 8 left. They lead by 1, 59-58. Both teams in double bonus. Hayden Ewald with the inbound. To Dan Rick, and they break the press. Everyone retreats.
If I were the Pirates, I'd be looking for somebody to fall, and it would not be Brendan Ballard.
And we have a timeout called by USA. It's a full timeout by the Patriots, leading by 1, 59-58, with a minute 1 left in the fourth quarter. You're tuned to WLEW Sports Network. 1 minute, 1 second remains in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach trails by 1 to the USA Patriots at home here. What has been turned out to be an absolutely great game. We've had 6 lead changes, 3 ties. USA's led as many by 9. Harbor Beach by 4, but that was in the first quarter. Harbor Beach led in just recently by 1, and now USA took it back. USA has the ball right at midcourt. Jake Beachy will be inbounding this, and they get it into no one yet. Into Brent Ballard right at midcourt. Back to Jake Beachy, right wing extended. 57 seconds remain. He's at the top of the key. Blows right past Andrew Seaman. So Eli Kraft has to pick him up. Now DeSimpler has it left wing. They're trying to go for the last shot here. Looks. Zach Kramer, now right wing, being guarded by Josh Schelke. Dan Rick against Jonathan Kraft. Over to DeSimpler against Eli Kraft. Back up top of the key. Trying to strip the ball, and they do. And they call a foul against Eli Kraft. Eli Kraft even acknowledged it. That's his fourth.
DeSimpler is not the one that you wanted to foul. DeSimpler is roughly around an 80% foul shooter. Probably the ones that the Pirates wanted to foul was either Jake Beachy. Well, take a pick. Beachy, Kramer, Harris, if they are out there.
DeSimpler is not taking a free throw yet tonight. First one is up, and this one's no good.
Jinxed them.
So it's a one-point game. 59-58 remains there. Hayden Ewald with the check-in replaces Zach Kramer. Out there for Harbor Beach, Andrew Seaman, Aaron Ginther, Jonathan Kraft, Josh Schelke, and Eli Kraft. Eli Kraft with 4 fouls. Second free throw for DeSimpler is up, and this one's good. It's a 2-point game, 60-58. USA by 2, Harbor Beach with the ball, 35 seconds left. And Ron Rubel calls a timeout from the bench, and it's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here, John. What is Ron Rubel setting up with his team right now?
With 31.7 to go, you don't need a tray. I guess it is, if it's an opportunity shot and it's uncontested, yeah, he'll go ahead and take it because they've done it all year. But what has been working for them is taking the drive and getting fouls. But at this point in the ballgame, officials really don't like to go ahead and whistle something on the inside. And so you might find them swallowing their whistle a little bit. So I'll tell you what, it better be a good shot.
Better be a good shot for both teams. This is a one-possession game, 60-58. USA hanging on currently.
Again, he's probably telling them who he needs to foul if they wind up missing this.
Both teams come out. Harbor Beach is out of the huddle first. the whole gymnasium tense in an electric feel. Eli Kraft right at midcourt on the opposite side of your radio. Going to be inbounding this one to Aaron Ginther in the backcourt. Back to Eli Kraft. 30 seconds remain. He's being guarded by Hayden Ewald, top of the key. Dribbles to the right wing. Back over to Aaron Ginther, left wing. To Seaman, top of the key. He dribbles once, gets back to Ginther. 18 seconds left. Harbich looks like they're going for the last shot. It's Josh Shelke in the corner. He was open but didn't take it. Now Josh Shelke takes it from the corner for three. Yes! Josh Shelke, the sophomore, nails the three to give Harbor Beach a one-point lead with 8 seconds left. Josh Shelke, his first points in the second half, comes at a couldn't be a better time for the Pirates. A full timeout called by USA. You're tuned to WLEW, Harbor Beach 61, USA 60. In the second half, USA has 7 turnovers. Harbor Beach with only 2, and that is the difference maker right now as Harbor Beach made up a 5-point deficit at halftime and a 5-point deficit after the third quarter. After the third quarter, Harbor Beach and USA both scored 13 points. In this fourth quarter, USA with 17, Harbor Beach with 18. That doesn't make sense. I'm doing my math wrong there. Here comes Dan Rick, 4 seconds left, down to the baseline, back out middle of the paint. He back out to the Simpler for three at the buzzer. It's up. It's no good. Harbor Beach wins their fourth straight district title over the USA Patriots in part of a number 10. Josh Shelke hits a three with 8.3 seconds left. The Simpler's three at the buzzer, no good, and Harbor Beach hangs on to a one-point lead after trailing nearly three-quarters of the game. Final score, Harbor Beach 61, USA 60. You couldn't ask for a much better game, John, in the postseason here, especially in the district finals between two classic rivals, Harbor Beach Pirates and the USA Patriots. Well-played game on both sides of the ball.
Well-played and well-coached. It was a chess match the whole way. It was really too bad that somebody has to walk off this court unsuccessful.
Harbor Beach scored 22 points in that fourth quarter. And USA falls. Unbelievable. After three quarters, it was USA momentum and tempo the entire way. And Harbor Beach steals it away at the last 8 seconds. John Shelke hits a three. It's only points in the second half to tank the district championship. Unbelievable. John, we saw Harbor Beach and Ubley in the district finals last year. And it came down to free throws for Sloan Klasky. But this one was just in rare fashion, a three-point from a sophomore in the corner.
You know, you hate to compare games because they all take their own flavor, but I'll tell you what, as far as excitement is concerned, this one really took the cake. This one took the popcorn, believe me.
All right, we're going to take a listen in here to the awards presentation for the district championship.
For Tyler Bader, Unionville Seagoing Athletic Director, will make the awards presentation to the District Class C champions, the Pirates of Harbor Beach. First, we will present individual medals. Number 2, Brandon Oswald. Number 4, Colin Cook. Number 10, Joshua Shelke. Number 12, Aaron Ginther. Number 14, Zachary Paxton. Number 20, Christopher Keys. Number 22, Eli Kraft. Number 24, Jonathan Kraft. Number 30, Cody Seaman. Number 32, Nicholas Hessling. Number 34, Austin Ginther. Number 40, Andrew Seaman. Number 42, Austin Selt. Number 50, Kevin Mazur. And accepting the championship trophy, Coach Ron Rubel. Harbor Beach now advances to the regional round of play at Bendel High School against the winner of the Flint Beecham District. The Michigan High School Athletic Association and Unionville Seaboing Area High School enjoyed having you at today's game, and we look forward to having you as our guest at future events. Please drive carefully on your way home. Good night.
And Ron Rubel accepts his fourth straight district title. I'm not quite sure. We have to check the record books. That's never been done before. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. Final score, Harbor Beach takes away the victory 61-60 in nearly buzzer-beater fashion. They hit a three with 8.3 seconds left from Josh Shelke, the sophomore in the corner, for the final score of the night. 61-60, Harbor Beach takes away the victory. Your WLEW Sports postgame show starts in 6 minutes. Final score in the district finals. Harbor Beach takes home the first piece of hardware of the postseason, 61-60, in quite the fashion. Josh Shelke, a 5'11 sophomore, moved up to varsity the entire season, hits his second three of the night with 8.3 seconds left to win the game by 1 point for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
As far as shooting percentages is concerned, you know, we can talk all day about what USA wanted to do and what they did. They took 45 shots in the entire half. They made 21 of them. That's 46%. But Harbor Beach took 19 more shots than the Patriots did, and none more important than that one that fell by Josh Shelke. That, of course, sealed the deal, and 8.1 seconds to go, played it out. And the rest is history. Harbor Beach wins their fourth district championship in a row.
As far as individual scoring goes, first for the USA Patriots, Aaron Sines with 2 points, Nick DeSimpler with three, Jake Beachy 2 points, Zach Kramer with nine, Grant Harris with four, Dan Rick with an impressive 16, but not compared to Brennan Ballard's 24 points, 17 through three quarters and adding up another seven. In fact, he had 6 points, 4 points, 7 points, and 6 points. A total of 24 points in the night. Brendan Ballard really, as a junior, just cleaning up in there, just destroying everyone.
It just makes you wonder just how next year is going to go for him. He is going to be really something. He's been something last year, this year, and I expect nothing less than fantastic next year.
Brendan Ballard also had 12 rebounds tonight, 10 rebounds and 2 offensive for a total of 12. USA as a team had 27 rebounds. Harbor Beach had 30. From the free throw line for the USA, in the first half, they were 5 for 8 for 62.5%. Second half, 9 for 12 for 75. Overall, 14 for 20 for 70% from the free throw line. Individually for Harbor Beach, Brandon Oswald, 3 points. Josh Shelke with 8. Aaron Ginther with 13. Eli Kraft led the Pirates with 16. Jonathan Kraft with 11, and Andrew Seaman with 10. From the free throw line, first half, 1 for 5 for 20%. Second half, 9 for 16 for 56.2. And overall, 10 for 21 for 47.6%. Now, comparing that, USA was 14 for 20. Harbor Beach, 10 for 21. So right there, pretty much that cancels out. Nearly everything canceled out in this game tonight. It's quite eerie, in fact. Free throws nearly canceled out. Now let's look at the individual or the team stats. Turnovers, Harbor Beach 7, USA 9. In fact, USA only had 2 in the first half, 7 in the second half. Harbor Beach had 4 in the first half, 3 in the second half. Assists, Harbor Beach 14, USA 10. Defensive rebounds, USA with 20, Harbor Beach with 15. Offensively, though, USA only with 7 and Harbor Beach with 16 offensive rebounds for a total of 31 compared to USA's 27 rebounds.
Statistically, this was a dead heat, and how else would it end with a one-point victory?
Yeah, impressive, to say the least.
You know, Unionville Seaboing area were fantastic hosts. We really enjoyed doing the games all week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The hospitality was just fantastic. I can't say enough about the ladies in the cafeteria that fixed us up and everything.
Kept
the
us
athletic
hydrated,
director,
too.
Yeah, just tremendous. But they are saying goodbye to four seniors that we want to mention right now. The first senior would be Christian Mascaro, who's been with them the for you know past few years. He did a nice job as a senior. We saw him with some game action a little bit this year. Don't want to forget about Jacob Beachy. Jacob Beachy's defense really came to the fore this year. He's a pleasure to watch. Grant Harris would be another one, a senior this year going out in style. He was a huge contributor today. But I wanted to save this man for last, and that's Dan Rick. Dan Rick scored 16 points today in his final appearance as a senior. He's just been a pleasure to watch, watching his three-point shot from last year to this year. And he really was a senior leader today. He just came out here, tried to do it for the team, and he was playing flawless. And they just came up 1 point short. But kudos to the USA Patriots and their seniors. Hats off to them.
Hats off indeed. To knock off Cassie in the semifinals in what was an absolutely fantastic game. And then come into this one, control the tempo for basically 7/8 of this game. Harbor Beach was leading by 4 points, what, with 2 minutes into the game? Then it was all USA the rest of the way.
Not much at all.
And then with 8.3 seconds left, Harbor Beach puts in the last dagger. Josh Shelkey from the left corner for three. Makes it 61-60. Let's go through all the individual stats outside of scoring for both teams. USA, Nick DeSimpler had 2 turnovers, 5 assists, and 2 rebounds. Jake Beachy, 2 assists, 6 rebounds. Zach Kramer with 1 assist, 1 turnover. Aaron Sines, with 1 turnover. Brandon Harper, 1 turnover, 2 rebounds. Dan Rick, 1 turnover, 1 assist, 4 rebounds. Hayden Ewald, 1 assist, 1 rebound. And Brennan Ballard, 3 turnovers, but made up for it with 12 rebounds, 10 of them defensively, 2 offensively. Just stellar through and through for this entire team. Really finishing the season at 11-11 for the USA Patriots really doesn't say what kind of talent, let alone what kind of team this was this year.
The circumstances were right to make a nice run in the in this district. Home court advantage you can't say enough for. But, you know, they started on Wednesday. That was just a tremendous ball game that they played against Cass City. And to come back here on Friday night, back-to-back games, that is very, very difficult. And I'll tell you what, they did a nice job, the USA Patriots.
6 players brought in rebounds for USA. 8 brought in rebounds for Harbor Beach. Brandon Oswald had 5 rebounds. Colin Cook, 1 assist, 1 rebound. Josh Shelkey, 1 turnover, 3 rebounds. Aaron Ginther, 5 turnovers, 2 assists. And 5 rebounds. Eli Kraft, 9 assists on the game and 3 rebounds. Jonathan Kraft, 1 assist and 4 rebounds. Andrew Seaman with 10 rebounds, 1 assist and 1 turnover. Just impressive to say the least. Through both of these teams, you couldn't ask for a much better district final.
Well, yeah, if you were building a team, go ahead and take your pick. I mean, every one of these kids, you can just talk all day about them because they really have honed their game. They've been a pleasure to watch all year. Looking at Harbor Beach, if you were looking for a quarterback on a football team or a basketball team, I'd pick Eli Crafter any day. My goodness, there's Aaron Ginther. He stepped up. We were talking earlier this week about people in double figures, that it takes about 2 or 3. Harbor Beach found a way of getting 4 people in double figures tonight. While USA had 2. So there you have it right there. Clark, the District 90 is over. You know, we've enjoyed this week. We've had Ubley and Harbor Beach and Bad Axe and Cass City and Lakers and, of course, USA. And Harbor Beach survived it all. And now they're going on to the Burton Bendel Regional number 19, where they have the dubious honor of playing the winner of Flint Beecher and Flint Hamity. More than likely, Flint Beecher. How would you like to do that?
we'll do that game for you, folks. As far as playing, I'm going to pass. I'll sit back on the sidelines here, and I found out today, John, we'll be right at the scores table on Monday, so we'll be right in the action.
Right in the middle of the action.
In Burton Bendel, a school rebuilt in 2008. And they say it's a very large gym, and it should be a good broadcast from our standpoint at least. And Flint Beecher, just an absolutely...
Aren't they number one in the state?
They are number one in the state, and it's kind of a shame that the winner of this district kind of runs into a buzzsaw right away.
Well, and you know, you're playing a team that's going to have 10 speeds of fast, and they use all speeds. You know, you think you're quick. You know, wait till you see what happens on a Monday night. But, you know, that's why they have a scoreboard, and that's why they go ahead and count them one at a time. And we're going to see what happens on Monday.
Well, tonight's game broadcast at WIW Sports, the district finals, Harbor Reach 61, USA 60, was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb, Knights Insurance, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet Buick, M25 in Sewing, Yangle and Mellendorf, your home of Sewing, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, what a guy. I heard he's wearing a bow tie tonight, too. Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Ramsey for your home, our family serving yours since 1948. K&S Insurance and USA Schools, think all A's when it comes to USA.
Now, Clark is wearing a green bow tie, and that's probably because of an important game on Sunday.
Perhaps. I'm not rooting for Michigan. I'm just rooting for Indiana to lose. But that's neither here nor there.
Go Blue.
This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. So on behalf of the entire WLAW Sports Broadcasting team, back in the studio, pushing all the buttons, that is Jay Lake. Our statistician tonight doing a spectacular job, Kylie Kamowski. Color commentary, as usual, John Mooney, and I'm Clark Ramsey, host and producer of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. We sure did here in USA, concluding our five games in 1 week in a beautiful and just historic gym here in USA. Final score, Harbor Reach, 61, USA 60. We'll see you on Monday in the regionals of the Michigan High School Athletic Association basketball tournament.